This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, 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 very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. As always, this is Bob Romantic, the craziest, no-goodest bastard you'll ever want to hear on the radio. So if you don't want to listen, as always, don't listen. Hey, we had a good week, three-day weekend, and I'm not a racist by any means. I was for Martin Luther King. I think everybody, black, white, man, woman, Democrats or Republicans, should all be treated fairly. Don't give a damn what color you are, where you come from, how you speak, what you look like. As long as you're going to be right and be decent, you should be treated fairly. The problem is that a lot of the blacks aren't acting right, and they still want to be treated fairly, and it's not going to happen. Now, there's enough whites that aren't right, that don't act right, and they get treated like crap, too, and well, should they be. Shouldn't worry about, oh, because he's white, he's going to be okay. Or if he's black, he's going to not be okay. Has nothing to do with the color of your skin. But people want to make it that way, and we fight through it. We fight through it day in and day out. But yesterday was Martin Luther King's Day. 50-some-odd years, I think he was killed in 1968. And throughout the years, it's just got worse and worse and worse for the message that he spread. Now, the older blacks, they still appreciate what he tried to do, and they're still supportive of his causes. The younger blacks, the millennials, and even the white millennials, they give a damn less about Martin Luther King. You can see that all throughout every parade they had yesterday, every celebration they had yesterday, every year. It gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, you won't hear that anywhere but here. You won't hear that on any other radio station. You won't especially hear that from any other white guy. But you'll hear it from me because it's the truth. Sometimes people just don't want to hear the truth, but it is what it is. And that's what we have to work around. But they had marches, they had celebrations. And it was primarily the older people involved. You didn't see many young black millennials. You know, they're too busy out fighting for what they think's right, which is they're getting screwed by the white people. It's always. I've never seen it get any worse. Year after year after year, it gets worse. It should get better, and it does get better. But for the niggers, not for the proud blacks, but for the niggers, it's the white people are screwing us again. They're screwing us again. And that's not true. That's not true at all. There is racism in this country, but there's racism on both sides. There's some blacks that hate whites. There's some whites that hate blacks. And you're never going to change that. That's the way it is. You don't have to be in love with the black community if you're white. You don't have to be in love with the white community if you're black, but you're going to have to respect them. You're going to have to respect them when they're out there busting their ass trying to make a living for them and their families and their people. Everybody wants to separate because the color of their skin, and that's bullcrap. That's bullcrap. We all know it, but it continues to go on and on and on until we are going to have to stop it at some point in time. Now, I don't think Martin Luther King Day is going to have anything to do with it. I think down the road, a few years, it'll be less and less and less. It'll be like JFK's killing. They'll have some kind of little celebration, but that'll be it. That's all that'll be expected, and that's all that'll be done. And if that's the way they want to handle it, that's fine. But you can't make a mountain out of a molehill. And that's what people are trying to do, not just with the Martin Luther King Day, with a lot of this black crap. Not the proud black crap, but the nigger black crap. It's always the blacks are depressed. The whites are after the blacks. The whites have been after the blacks for the last 150 years. The whites aren't going to give the blacks anything. The whites are going to hold the blacks down. Now, you good people, both black and white, you professional people, no matter what your age, you know that's not true. You know, that was true back in the 50s, 60s. But it started in the 60s to change, and it's changed considerably. Everybody needs to understand that we're on the right path. Now, it's not a perfect path. Nobody said it was perfect. And I don't know if anybody can ever make it perfect. But we're going to have to fight the fight. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. If you want a subject you want to talk about, let's talk about it. Let's don't do this crap like they do on national television. Every day's about impeaching Trump. Every day's about racism. Every day is about the same thing over and over and over and over again. But we sit there and talk about it. Other than me, I'll tell you that we need to move on. I'll tell you that there's problems that need to be addressed other than their national problems. There's a lot of local problems need to be addressed, but apparently people for some reason don't want to address them. And I really don't understand, but I think at some point in time, it's going to get to the point where we are going to have to sit back and say, hey, we're going to have to take a second look, because if we don't, there's going to be problems all over the place. You notice in Illinois now, and I'm sure you people have read about it, and you won't hear it on all the other stations because it's really not politically correct. It's not talking about Trump. It's not talking about the impeachment. It's not talking about some big, big, big racial problem that somebody's trying to make up that's not. But Illinois, they're cutting back on the driver's license suspensions. The new governor signed a law that eliminates driver's license suspensions for most non-moving violations. That means if you have some kind of parking violation, some kind of other violation, if you can't pay your parking fines and your traffic fines, you're not going to lose your license. It says Illinois now recognizes the fact that suspending licenses for having too many unpaid tickets, fines, and fees doesn't necessarily make a person pay the bills, but it does mean that people don't have a way to pay. Now, if you don't have a way to pay, you really don't have a way to pay. And I think there's some people that work, have minimal jobs, that maybe speed too much, maybe get some traffic violations that really can't pay for it. I don't think they're doing it intentionally, but they can't pay for it, so they're just going about their business before it was losing their license. But it says the authorities suspend yearly more than 50,000 people, 50,000 licenses belonging to people who can't afford to pay the tickets, their fines, or fees. It says using license suspension for debt collection is cruel, counterproductive, and it says, frankly, embarrassing, says Chicago Democratic Senator. According to the Chicago mayor, a study shows that 42% of those people who lost their license also lost their jobs because they didn't have any way to get around. You know, they can say go to Uber, they can say go to all these places that you can call and get people to drive you, but that costs money also. So if you don't have the money to pay for your license fees, for your fines, how the hell are you going to have money every day to pay for Uber or pay for one of these riding facilities? You're not going to. But nobody wants to address that. So I think this with Illinois, and I think Governor Pritzker is a piece of political crap. I think at this point he's trying to do what's right, but I think that he's taken it to a little far extreme. I think they should start it off slow and try to work into it. But no, not Pritzker. He's going to show you. He's going to show you, and that's why they want billions of dollars. They're going to have billions of dollars in tax-supported money in 2020 because he's going to take care of this, and he's going to take care of that. He's going to take care of all the needs of the people that either really can't afford it or really, in more instances, really don't want to afford it. But he's thrown it out there. But you people, everybody on both sides of the river, I'm sure that's going to happen in Missouri before it's all over, because the governor in Missouri, Parsons, we're going to talk about him momentarily. I thought he did a decent job, but like everybody else, everybody that's good has some bad in them, and everybody that's bad has some good in them. And I think Governor Parsons is a decent person, but he's got some bad thoughts. And I don't know if the Republicans who hold the House and the Senate in the great state of Missouri, I don't know if they're going to go along with it. I would assume that some of them are going to try to fight through it because some of the crap that he's talking about isn't right. Now, again, on any other radio station, you'll hear it's either one way or the other way. You listen and read the St. Louis Post Disgrace. If you're stupid enough to buy it, you need to pick it out of the trash. And it'll tell you what a no-good son of a bitch the president is, what a no-good son of a bitch the vice president is, what a no-good son of a bitch all these Republicans are. And that's just a one-sided affair. That's their opinion, and they have every right to it. But they try to make it, and they try to read it like everybody feels the way they do. And I believe that's what's going to happen in this next election. It's going to be the rule of law like it was politically in 2016. They're going to say, no, I'm not voting for Trump, or no, Trump's not the best candidate, or no, Trump's not this, Trump's not that. But at the end of the day, you know what's going to happen. I believe they're going to come out and vote strong for Trump, because even though he's not a perfect guy, and he's by far from being perfect. I don't know anybody that's even close to being perfect in this world. And of course, that's my opinion, and I would believe it's your opinion too. But they're going to come out with all this crap that Trump's no good here, Trump's no good there, and that's their opinion. And this newspaper, the St. Louis Post Disgrace, they take it to the utmost to explain how bad Trump is at every angle. You never, never, never get anything good about Donald Trump. You never get anything good about Donald Trump on the Illinois side in the Belleville News Slimer crap, because that's just the way those newspapers are. They're going to try to train you. They're going to try to teach you. They're going to try to bullcrap you to think that the president is just a piece of crap. He can't get reelected. Nobody likes him. And again, that's what they said in 2016. I really don't see it coming. I've done enough research that I think President Trump will get reelected. I don't know if it'll be an overwhelming election, but I believe he will get reelected, which will give him another 4 years to try to push things forward. And I think all in all, if you look at all the good things that he's done, he has pushed things forward. He has taken heat. And I think he's progressed. I think he's progressed more than the last two or three presidents in the limited time that he's had. He's never, never, never had the Democrats behind him. He's never had the opposing political party behind him since he's been president. Now, Obama might not have had some Republicans behind him, but he didn't take the crap that Trump... Nobody's taken the crap that Trump's taken, but he keeps on fighting. He's not going to back down. He's going to tell you the way it is. He's going to tell you the way he thinks it is, and he's going to fight through it. And I think that's what needs to be done at every angle. I think that's what needs to be done not only on the federal level, the national level, but on the local level. You know, we sit around and talk. We talk about Gardner over in St. Louis, talk about Lida Cruson. We talk about all the politicians in the Missouri side of the river. And we also talk about some of the asswipe bastards on the Illinois side of the river, the political people. But we have to remember, we have to always remember that there's good in bad people and there's bad in good people. We just have to kind of fight through it. We have to fight through it. We have to take the best of a situation and make it as good as we can. And people don't want to do that. You know, they just want to be their way or the highway, and it can't be that way. We're too old. We're too mature. And once again, they'll talk about Bob Romanek, the no good racist bastard. You know, there's been 11 articles in the St. Louis Post Disgrace about me. 11 nasty articles that the Post Disgrace editor, Robertson, what a piece of crap he is. They're going to put what a bad guy I am. They're going to put I don't need to be on the radio. They're going to put that that I'm a racist. They're going to put that I talk bad about everybody. And that's not true. That's not true at all. I don't talk bad about everybody. I talk bad when I think the situation calls for it. And I'll continue. I'll continue to talk that way if I think it's wrong. Let's go ahead and take some callers. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Hey, morning, Bob. Well, I said the reason they don't like you is because you stand for war, white awareness radio. They don't like no awareness for the white people on the radio. They don't mind having a black opinion out there, but let a white guy's voice's view. That's why they call you a racist, yeah. Which you're not.
You know, Joe, I appreciate that, and hold on, and we'll finish the conversation, but you're exactly right. I started WAR, white awareness radio. Now, it sounds bad, WAR, but it's not. It's white awareness radio. It's keeping the whites informed in the community that they're involved in now. You're right. Nobody wanted to talk in defense of white people. I'm not against black people. I'm not against black people at all. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to defend the white race because I'm part of the white race. And even though Joe and everybody else, you know, I'm not perfect. You guys aren't perfect. We still have to fight for what we believe in. And when I started, and I'm the one that started that, and it's nationwide, white awareness radio. It's like BET, Black Entertainment Television. Nobody went crazy. Nobody went crazy, Joe and everybody else, when they had Black Entertainment Television, when they've got OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. Nobody goes crazy on any of that. But let Bob Romanek or some white guy stand up and speak up for what he believes in and tells everybody. That's my opinion. Everybody can have their own opinion, but automatically, Joe and everybody else, I'm a racist. Joe, if you believe in white awareness radio, if you're white and you want to know what's going on that's hurting the white community, you're not a racist, you're a realist, but isn't it amazing how some of these no-count, low-life, good-for-nothing niggers, and they are niggers, 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 they just want to push the white community down at any point and any angle.
Yeah, Bob, like I said, it's like the only thing that separates us from them is we're law-abiding citizens. They're violent criminals.
Yeah, well, I don't know, though, Joe, if we're all law-abiding citizens, and I don't know if they're all criminals, but I understand what you're saying. You can take five or six criminal blacks, and they'll fight you as hard as 50, 100 criminal whites because at some point in time, it's like they don't give a damn. If they think they're wrong and they want to be wrong, they're going to show you they're wrong and they're going to fight and fight and fight and they're not going to make an excuse for fighting, do you think?
No, and like I said, Bob, they're missing the greatest issue that faces us. They're not addressing the violent criminal problem we have. It's not a good Bob, law-abiding citizens carrying their guns, but they want to give the violent criminals a free pass. I don't want to be hunted like a wolf hunting the rancher's sheep.
You know what, Joe? You're exactly right in what happens, and you can read it in the paper, and everybody can read it in the paper on both sides of the river in the St. Louis market. They just want to push. They want to push the black criminals. They may not be the most violent black criminals, but for traffic violations, for minor thefts, for this or that, hey, just let them go because there's too many people being put in jail. And I say to that, there's got to be a point in time where you have to say, no, 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 we have to stop it. And if we have to stop some of the minor stuff to keep control of some of the major stuff, we'll have to do it. But they don't want to do it that way, Joe. They want to sit there and they want to press it and say, oh, we're getting picked on because we're black. We're getting picked on just because we're stealing a little bit at the malls. We're getting picked on just because we're robbing a little bit. But they're not doing it to the white community. And I think what happens there is nobody wants to address it. White people are afraid to address it. You don't hear it being addressed on KMOX. You don't hear it being addressed on these other radio stations, Joe, because nobody wants to take the heat, even though the heat is desirable, even though the heat should be protested when it needs to be. The white community, the white media community just doesn't want to take the heat, so they just back off and let these niggers, and I mean it, let these niggers just get away with anything they want to. Am I right or wrong?
You're correct, Bob, and like I said, I don't hate anybody or look at anybody different because of the color of their skin. It's the actions. Actions speak louder than words. If they have violent tendencies and they're going to pull a gun out and put it in my face, you think I'm going to embrace them and say, hey, why don't you take the rest of my... Let's go down to the bank and take the rest of my stuff?
Right, right. But you know what, though, Joe? They'll do that, and you've been around long enough. You have seen that, and doesn't it just piss you off that the white people can't come together, not as racist, but as realist, and say, hey, this is a problem that we're going to have to address. It doesn't make us racist. We're not against the black community. We're just want to take care of and make sure the white community gets fair and equal treatment. Don't you think that's the way it should be?
You are correct, Bob. That's why, and like I said, like war, you have NAME, you know, National Association for Majority Equality. That's special laws. If the majority have certain laws, that's... Everybody's entitled to those laws that the majority put forth. That's what I'm saying. Let's all have equal treatment for everybody, not selectively say, oh, because you're this status or that status, we got special rule for you. All that does, that creates division, Bob.
You know, Joe, when I started that NAME, and it's also a national association, it's a National Association for Majority Equality. Majority equality. People understand that, but the niggers, they don't want to address it. They know it's fair, but, oh, no, we don't want to give them the majority equality. We want to take from them because years back, they've taken from us. So I think NAME and WAR are two great groups that not only help the white community, but will help the black community work along with the white community to solve some of these problems if we would take it serious. What's your take?
I'm all for you, Bob. Like I said, if I would be out in public and see somebody attacking a black person, and I don't care who it is, another black guy attacking a black person or a white guy attacking, I'm going to stand up for the person getting attacked. I'm not going to pull out my cell phone or whatever and start recording the thing. That ain't going to do no good.
No, you're exactly right. Joe, thank you very much for the call, as always. You be safe, and you watch yourself out on the other side of the river. But that's the problem that we all have. We want to take care of the problems, but we don't want to be out on Front Street. And sometimes you have to be out on Front Street. You know who's always out on Front Street? Are these asswipe, no-good-for-nothing political bastards on both sides of the river in St. Louis and in the St. Louis side. They come out. They fight for what they believe in. They don't care if it's right or wrong, and most of the times they know it's not totally right. But they'll get out there and fight politically because nobody else wants to do it. And there's only a small percentage, a small frame of people that will come out and play politics. You know, you've got the bastards on the Illinois side of the river. You've got the Gardners. You've got the Lida Crusons, the Chief Hayden. You've got all these bastards that'll come out. And they're going to fight for not so much what they believe in, but what's good for them, what's good for their position, what's good to keep their position. So they'll come out and fight. And if it's something that somebody bitches about, they'll just let it go because they don't care. They don't care about the rule of law. They don't care about what's right for the vast majority. They care about what's right for them and their small organization. You know, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about Kim Gardner again. We're going to talk about Parsons and the prisons over in Missouri. And lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to The all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side, and you guys can hear me. I've been on the air 7, 8, 9 years. I'm not taking any crap. FCC trying to throw me off the station, saying that I have control of the stations, which I don't. But if I'm not here, we'll be somewhere else. So they can fight and fight and fight, and we'll fight and fight and fight back. And at the end of the day, we're going to win, because they can't say I can't be on the radio as much as they'd love to all throughout this country, because they don't like me because I tell the truth, and they don't want to hear the truth. But it's amazing. It's amazing. Try to get rid of me, and it's not going to happen. So we'll continue. We'll continue the fight until we can't fight it any longer. Let's go and take some calls. Go ahead, Pat. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. I'm sure glad to hear you this morning, and always.
Well, thank you, sir.
I just wanted to make a comment that what you have done is proven that what Martin Luther King said, one man can move a mountain. And that's exactly like what Trump is trying to do, too. He's trying to move this mountain of BS out there that we've been hogwashed for so many years. Martin Luther King would be rolling over in his grave if he knew how the outcome of all that work he did, as is in today's society, with all the shootings going on in the neighborhood, 4-year-old babies getting shot, and all that kind of stuff. He'd be rolling in his grave. And I'm just so glad you're out there speaking the truth, because truth will prevail. No matter what station you are on or what city you're at, you and Trump and so many other people like yourself are out there like on a crusade, and I God bless you all, okay? Well, thank you very much.
Well, you know what, Pat? Thank you very much. You made my day, even though you may think that it's truthful. There'll be other people who say I'm a no-good son of a bitch and just speak my mind. And see, I am a no-good son of a bitch, and I do speak my mind. But I always speak my mind after I've researched and further researched, and I'll find out what's right, and I'll run with it. Now, there's been times when I've ran with stuff that I thought, well, I don't really feel that way, but it doesn't make any difference how I feel. It makes any difference, then it makes the total difference how the majority of the people feel. And sometimes you just have to back off and say, hey, maybe I was wrong on this one. Maybe I'll research it. Maybe I'll take another direction. And I think that's what's wrong with people in this country. I think that's what's wrong with all the people that listen to these radio shows in the St. Louis market, in the New York market, in all these other markets. They end up saying, well, you know, most people are saying this. I don't want to stir up any crap. I'll say the same thing. No. If you've researched it and you think you're right, or you agree with what you say, then say it. Don't be afraid to fight. That's the problem. Everybody's afraid to fight. Bob Romanek's not afraid to fight. Hell, I've fought. I've lost so many times. That's okay. But I picked myself up, and I continue the fight. And that's what we all have to do. We have to continue the fight. We can be on opposite sides without being against each other. We can be on opposite sides and say, hey, I know what you're saying, but I disagree. My opinion is blah, blah, blah. Now, maybe at the end of the day, your opinion is right. Or maybe at the end of the day, my opinion's right. But we have to fight through it. And most people don't want to fight through it. They'll just let it go and let it go and let it go. And you can't do that. You can't let it go. If you're that strong on a subject, you're going to have to fight through it. Now, a lot of people won't fight through it. Some people will. And the people that will, at the end of the day, they're better off. They're better off because whether they win, lose, or draw, their opinion has gotten out there. Whether they win, lose, or draw, their opinion has gotten out there, and they've got every right. They've got every right as an American to have an opinion. Some people want to take it. Other people don't. Other people will fight. But you can't continue to fight. You have to get your point across. You have to argue your point. You have to get with people who feel the same way you do, and you have to address the situation. But a lot of people won't do it. They'll continue to just fight the fight because that's what they want to do. And at some point in time, the fight's over. You know, we talk about all throughout the country, and we primarily stay on local issues, but in Richmond, Virginia, they had state officials and U.S. hate monitoring groups are warning about the potential for violence ahead of a gun rights rally in Virginia that's expected to draw a mixture of militants, firearm advocates, and white supremacists. It don't say anything about niggers. Don't have anything to do. Doesn't say anything about niggers. Draw a mix of militants, of firearm advocates, and white supremacists to Richmond, Virginia for this rally, this gun rally. Have nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. Have nothing to do with, hey, us niggers are going to fight you, white people. We don't give a damn. Even though we're wrong, we're going to fight you because we've got away with it in Ferguson. We got away with it all throughout this country. We got away with it on every campus in this great United States. So we're going to continue to fight. Whether we're right or wrong, it makes no difference. We're going to fight, and that's the way it's going to be. But now, they always want to emphasize there could be a lot of militia and a lot of white supremacists that come to these gun rallies. But nowhere in this article, and it's a major article, nowhere in this article do they talk about the potentially racist nigger black groups. None. It's always online threats of violence have been rampant among anti-government and far-right groups, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, who tracks white supremacists and other supremacists. Now, they don't track black supremacists, though, do they? Why wouldn't they track black supremacists? No, because that would be racist. That would be the racist thing to do, and they don't want to do that. And that's the problem. And people will talk and talk and talk. It says in the National Rifle Association, the country's best-known gun rights organization, they distance themselves from Monday's rally because they don't want to get caught up in the heat. Now, I think they're wrong. I think they should have got caught up in the heat. I think they should have said, hey, we're going to get involved because there's a lot of proud white people who just care for the Second Amendment, a lot of proud white people who are not racist, a lot of proud white people who just want to do the right thing to do. But they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that because it pisses somebody off. And these bastards, they don't want to piss somebody off. That'd be the worst thing they could do. So they sit back and let all this crap take fold. And no matter what happens, it's always the white people. It's always the militia. It's always the white supremacist. It's always the white people that have the problem with these gun clashes. They never emphasize black, even though a lot of times it should be. And they should emphasize black, but they don't. And they don't because they know at the end of the day, they have nothing to defend. Let's go ahead with some more callers. Go ahead, James. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. This is James Bailey from Grand City again.
Yeah.
You know, did you ever think that you might have an adopted son somewhere? I think I might be one of your bastard kids.
Okay.
Me and you think so much alike, it's unbelievable. But I thought we were going to talk to that crazy black woman over there that's wanting to fight the county over the blacks, the peace officers and all that. I thought that's what we were going to talk about before you went on commercial.
Well, they're not. What are you talking about, the black... You're talking about Kim Gardner. She's not talking so much about the county. She's talking about the city, what she thinks is the city racism. Is that who you're talking about?
Well, yeah. I listen to some of her stuff, and, you know, I got a lot of black people that buy my honey. And, you know, they say that woman is stupid. All she's doing is drawing a bunch of attention to herself that's going to get her fired.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I honestly think... In this day and age, and especially in the makeup of the city in St. Louis and the next election coming up, I think Lyda Crewson, the white candidate for mayor, the lady who's the mayor now, married to this ass white Mike Owens, who's a piece of political crap, I don't think she can get elected next time. Now, hopefully for her, she thinks she can, and I know they'll be out there fighting, but I honestly think she's going to lose the election. But I also think, and I have no part in that fight over there other than my opinion, I also think that Kim Gardner's going to win. I think the blacks are going to come together. I think they're going to come out strong. I think they're going to get the millennials. I think they're going to get the younger whites. And I think that Kim Gardner, the black racist nigger, no count, good for nothing, always for the black, never for the white, city attorney in St. Louis, I think she will get reelected. Now, I don't think Lyda Crewson will get reelected. I'm kind of looking for Jones to get reelected. She's a decent lady, and I don't know if she's a nigger or she's proud and black, but I think she's going to be out there strong, and there's going to be another white or two candidate out there, and I don't know how strong they're going to be. But at the end of the day, I don't think Lyda Crewson is going to get elected mayor again. What's your take?
Well, I don't think that she's going to get elected either, but I don't think that black woman's going to get elected either, because here's the simple thing about that is, Bob. The only ones that's going to vote for her again is the niggers.
Thanks for the call. I think you're totally wrong. I think you're going to find most of the blacks, whether they're decent or not, are going to stick by Kim Gardner because she is black and she's fighting for the black community. And I think a lot of the liberal whites, I think most of the liberal whites will be fighting for Kim Gardner. So I don't see that as much as a racist thing as I do in the race against Lyda Crewson. I think they're going to come out against Lyda. I think they're going to come out strong against her. And again, I don't think she can win. I think it'll be a black mayor. And if there is a black mayor for the second or third time, I know we had what? We had, I think, at least two black mayors in the city before. If they have a black mayor this next time, I think you'll see it primarily be black from then on, because the majority of the decent whites will at that point know they have to get out of the area, and they will. They'll move out of the city of St. Louis, and you'll have more blacks move in. So I think it's a thing that everybody's going to have to fight through, everybody's going to have to think about, everybody's going to have to worry about, because we do worry about those situations, and it's amazing. Let's take one more call before break. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. I thought it fit in on Martin Luther King. I'm sorry, Martin Luther King. I made a mistake. Don't fire me. Don't fire me from my job because I made a mistake. Martin Luther King Day, to make this call. Actually, I'd like to rename this day as Bob Romantic Day. I love your show. Now, as far as I'd like to lie to my constituents, Cruz, and I agree with you. I don't think she will be reelected. It'll be a black mayor. The city of St. Louis is gone. It's over. They can pump all the money they want in the soccer stadium and the aquarium, but who's going to go down there when they're too afraid to go down there to get mugged? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, Mark, thank you very much, and I appreciate that, and I think you're totally right. I appreciate your support for me, but your support shouldn't be for me. It should be for the cause, and I'm just supporting the cause after researching, and I'm sure you and everybody else out there listening do. I have callers all over that want to call. They don't want to get on the air, and that's understandable. That's understandable, but they have their rights. They have their feelings, and I think we all need to stand up. Don't have to be on the air. It can be at the coffee shops, the restaurants. It can be anywhere, any meetings where everybody has to stand up and say, hey, this is the way I feel. This is what I'm going to fight for. And hopefully everybody will come together with some kind of compromise so we can all give a little bit, take a little bit, and live a decent lives, whatever rest of the lives we have. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. As always, we only have a few minutes left. Let's try to take one more quick call. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the dark side.
Yes. You know, Bob, I figured out what's wrong with the FCC and trying to get you off the air.
What's that?
You know what? They don't like to hear the truth.
Well, you know, Jesse, you could be right, because I'm telling the truth. And if they don't want to hear it, that's their business. But they should give me and you and everybody else the right to get on the air and speak our opinion, don't you think?
Yes, sir. And I just want to thank you for the truth, because you know what? That's what makes the world go around. It's the truth. Lies and all the killing and hating because of the color of your skin is crazy. It's retarded.
You know what, Jesse? Thank you very much for the call. It's very thoughtful. And you're exactly right. You're exactly right. We all have to come together. We all have to take our messages, and we're going to have to try to dilute them a little bit to give everybody a little taste of the pie, a little taste of their opinion, because none of us are totally right. None of us are totally wrong. And as always, it's time to go, and I appreciate all the callers, whether you wanted to be on the air or not, and it's going to get better because we're going to continue to speak the truth. Nationally sometime, but locally most of the time, because nobody does that anymore. So we're going to continue to unite to tell it the way it is, whether I agree, disagree with you, or you people agree or disagree with me. We have every right to have our opinion, to have it be respected. Doesn't have to be believed, but it has to be respected. So let's all continue. Let's all continue down the road to unite, to come together, and to expose these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing, rotten bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, you hear me day in and day out, never, never, never change. We have to expose these son of a bitches for what they are, and we're going to have to destroy them before they destroy us. As always, you hear me day in and day out. We have to destroy them. No violence. Never, never, never any violence. We have to destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.